Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Hakol Ksher and Likris is a Megillah. Anybody could read the Megillah. Who are we being marb over here? L'chor, what you have to say is you're being marb in Noshim. That's the Gemara in Erech in Daf Gimel. The Rav brings it. Noshim also mechid mitzvah Megillah. The chiddush of that, of course, is that even though it's mitzvah seish as man geroma, the Gemara says, Tais Yonta brings it. Afein hoi ba'isa anes. We have this in a few places. By Ner Chanukah, women are mechuyiv. By Megillah, we have this also by Dalet Kaisois. Mitzvah seish as man geroma, afein hoi ba'isa anes. There are mechuyiv. That's important to note. A woman could be mekayim the mitzvah of shofar. Women customarily are mekayim the mitzvah of shofar. Lulav, woman says she's mekayim if they have to potter, but they can't blow. Why? Because if they're not mechuyiv, the maisa is not a maisa mitzvah. Even if a woman's blowing for herself, she's not yotze. It's not a cheftz of a maisa mitzvah because she's not mechuyiv. A maisa mitzvah has to be a mitzvah al yedei the mitzvah. A woman is not. She can be yotze by hearing. So over here, a woman is mechuyev, she could certainly lain for herself. The shaila is only, if a woman is mechuyev, can she lain also for a man? That's not so poshut. It's a machlokes, Tosfos and Daf Dalet, there's a Bahag. The Mishnah brings both sheets in Tofresh Beites. And the shaila is, the way the Bahag says it, which is an interesting agdara, is that afhem hoyu ba'isa anes is only mechayev women to be yoitza. Betzim, they're not mechuyevim. It's not mitzvah seshas mangam, they wouldn't be mechuyev. They're mechuyev to be yotzo, therefore they're mechuyev to hear the Megillah. But you want to know, are they the ones that are mechuyev that their maisa mitzvah is a ganze maisa mitzvah that they can be mighty men? No. I would venture to say by Ner Chanukah you have the same idea, is that the women are yotzo with the men, which is a chiddush. L'chor, if the women are mechuyev in Ner Chanukah, they should light their own. Prima Gadim and other places can say, I'm speaking of the sacraments, we don't have a Mishnah about it. That the reason why women are yoitza at home with their husbands is because ishtek gufay. Could a woman be yoitza netilas lulav with her husband's netilas lulav? What type of halacha is that? It could be that this is the equivalent to what we have, women being yoitza with, the Ner Chanukah is mechayev to be part of the mitzvah. The avim hoy boyz enes means you have to be mishtatev, you have to be part, you have to be meshech shaychi to somebody else's mitzvah. You don't have to do it yourself, and you're not a bar chiyuva on the doing it yourself. So Mel, if she lanes for herself, no. But laning it for somebody else, it's not the full Maisa Mitzvah. She's Potter. Now, that's what the Mishnah means, HaKol K'sherin. However, of course, a Cheresh, Shoytev, a Kotten are not Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah. A Kotten is not Mechuyiv in any Mitzvahs. A Shoytev, we just word the Hagdor a little bit differently. A Shoytev Batsim is Mechuyiv in Mitzvahs. He's just a Maisa, any Mitzvah he does is not a Mitzvah. In fact, it could very well be that when a kotten does something, it's considered a maisa mitzvah, just he's not a mechuyev bedavar. A shoyte, a maisa that he does, is without das, it's not a maisa at all. Cheresh halachically, a cheresh, by the way, means eine medaber ve'eine shemea. So the halach is that a cheresh has din of a shoyte. Since he has absolutely no means of communication, he has a din of a shoyte. Interesting halacha, what happens, let's say, by laning the Megillah, if somebody is not a cheresh lahalocha, he's an ilim. Which means, I'm sorry, not, he's not an ilim, he's a cheresh in the sense that he can't hear, but he could speak. So he lanes. The fact that he's hard of hearing, there are many people like that, older people especially. They don't have to hear what they're laning. They lane, they can be might say anybody else. But kiyas shayf is not so pashut. If a person who can't hear blows shayf, he can't hear the sound of his own shayfer, but he blows, could he be moitzi somebody else? It's not clear, because by mitzvah of shofar, you're talking that the mitzvah is the shmir. That's what the Rambam holds. If that's the case, then he's not hearing the shofar, he's not yoitzi the mitzvah. So batsim, he's a mechuyev bedavar, because he's a mechuyev in all mitzvahs, but since he can't be yoitzi, maybe that is defined, he's not a bar chiyuva. So maybe he can't be moitzi somebody else. That's a discussion that Avnenezer and Kiva Ega argue about that. Reb Yehuda machshir bekotten. Reb Yehuda is machshir kotten, which is a das yochid. He holds that a kotten that's higia lechinuch can be moitzi the godl. And the reason for that is, it's really this famous discussion in the poskim, rishonim, achronim, is that a kotten is mechuyev. Tesis and daf yates. A kotten is mechuyev midrabbanan al tzchinuch. Hare, the whole din that the godl is mechuyev is also midrabbanan. It's not a deraisa mikra megillah. So melo, the rabbanon can be mitzvah on the rabbanon. What does the Tanakhama hold? Tosfos coins this as chad derabbanon, trei derabbanon. The cotton is two derabbanons. First of all, the whole mitzvah is derabbanon. Second of all, he's only mechuyev in all mitzvahs midrabbanon al tzchinuch. So he's a double derabbanon. The same thing would be true, by the way, being mitzi benching. He can't be mitzi somebody benching, even though he's mechuyev to bench al tzchinuch, because he's a derabbanon, yen is derai. So what happens if somebody didn't eat kedei svir? So he's also only mechuyev midrabbanon. The cotton is trade rabbanon. So then we have a machlokes Tanakhama and Reb Yehuda. If a trade rabbanon could be moitzi chad rabbanon. By benching, it's interesting. That's a famous way at Tzlach with Reb Kiva Eger. What about a woman being moitzi a man with benching? A woman is also mechuyev in bich samozin, only mid rabbanon. Could a woman be moitzi a man who's not mechuyev deraisa? He didn't eat kedei svir. The woman ate kedei svir, but she's still only in the rabbanon because the pasuk says v'chalta v'savote birachtos Hashem lekecho al oretz hatoyva asher nosan loch. Only men have nosan loch Yerusha Eretz Yisrael, not women. Women are only mechuyev in benching with the rabbanon. She's one the rabbanon, he's one the rabbanon. Could a woman be mitzi a man? Or we say no, women can't be mitzi men in their chiyuvim arvos. That's a famous discussion in Tosfos and Brachos. So if Yehuda machshir b'kotan ein kerin es hamigilo. This is a famous hagdara that's negated in many mitzvahs. When does halachic day start? You can only lay in the Megillah in the morning. By Yomim Ho'el and the Skar Menasim, Megillah has to be read by day. When does the day start? Luch Oiro by Amun HaShachar. That's if you're talking about the Yom Tainis. When does the Tainis start? By Alois. Not by Netz. But the Mishnah says over here, Ein Kernis HaMegillah. And this is really a clown. All mitzvahs that are necessary to be done by day. Mikra Megillah, Loi Molen, Mitzvahs Milo. V'loy toivlin, v'loy mazin. Here we're talking about somebody who was Tomei Meis, and he has to be toivul, he has to be mazin, mechatos, from the Parah Aduma on him. Has to be done by day, what's called day. Chen shemes yom kineged yoim. If we have where a person is Tomei, there's not any Tomei, specifically a woman who's a Zovo, not a Nida, a Zovo. Again, by us, Nida Zova, we treat the same, where you need Shiva Yemen and Kiyim. But a regular Zova needs to be Toivul on the day after she sees. She needs to be a Shemeres Yoim, and she has to be Seferes that day. What's called the day? Ad Shetonet Hachamu. Now, Luchay, what we just said is, halakhically, day starts by Alois HaShachar. So why is that not true here too? So Teres as it is, it's only a lechetchila because when it's Netzach Hamadi, you can see clearly it's day. B'di'evid, we're samech on the din deraisa that the day starts from Alois HaShachar. V'kulon she'osu m'sha'ol Amud HaShachar kosher. He's yoitze. There's a lechetchila to wait for Netz HaChama. Now that doesn't only mean because it's clear. There is a lomdus to Netzach Hamad. We'll prove it. Kiyadu, a famous machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Goyin. How do we cheshbon out shoy's manias? It's 12 hours of the day. Zman Kriyashma is after 3 hours. Zman Tefillah after 4 hours. How do we define the beginning and the end of the day? So the Magen Avraham says what should be the pashtus from Alois HaShachar until Tzeisach HaChavim. Halachically, that's day. The Goyin says no. And most of Klai Yisrael goes to Zman Kriyashma with the Goyin's man. Goyin, the Balatanya. That halachic hours of the day, how much of the day passed, has to do with how far the sun traveled in the sky. That has to do with Netzach Hamah until Shkiyas HaChamah. It has to do with the path of the sun through the sky. So it's not just a Dovenikr. Halachically, there's a Hagdorah in terms of the passing hours of the day that starts by Netz. So the din to start by Netz is because that's when you see the passing of time. That's Lechatchila. Definition of Yoim, even though b'di'evid, the real definition of Yoim starts from Alois HaShachar. Mishnah Hey, Kol Yoim Kosher LeKriyas HaMegillah. Vashteitzach that Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvahs, a person should lain earlier in the morning. But Lamaisa, the Mitzvahs HaYoim, all Mitzvahs HaYoim, Vayom Me'el and Iskarim is the whole day. This is true not only Legabi Mikra Megillah, it's true Legabi Kriyas HaHalal. Of course, you should daven halal right away with shachris, and that's before zman tefillah. But theoretically, if a person is especially negay by women, if they miss the halal, they can daven until shkia. L'tkiya shofar, the same is true l'netilas lulav. very often again by women. L'tfilas ha-musafin, musaf doesn't have his man. V'la musafin. What that means is, the tfilas musaf that we daven musaf means in the Beis HaMikdash, when they brought the karbonis. The dvar yoyim b'yoyim is a mitzvah ha-yoyim. It has to be done by day. And it can be done the whole day. There's something here that's not so pashut. There's a din that's mavur in several places in Shas that korbanos cannot be brought before the carbon tamid shel shachar and olei hashlam kol korbanos kulam. We're saying korbanos. No korbanos can be brought after the carbon tamid shel ben abayim. So what you have to say is that that only applies legabe the other korbanos hatzibur, legabe the carbon tamid, and also legabe private korbanos. But musafim can be brought. There's no din alei lahashlam kol hakarbonos kulam legabe tefilas musaf. I'm sorry, legabe the carbon musaf. Alternatively, what you could say is ein hakanami is takan esir to bring it, but he brought it. It's not possible. Whether a carbon that was brought after the carbon tamid shel ben abayim is possible, or it just was mevatel that din is mevatel nasei of alei lahashlam is a subject toys to discuss in human. It's different to rutzim. This raid would seem to be mechiach that it would take a be kosher, but it's only b'diavad. Rather, you shouldn't bring it. Kivega brings the tzadim. Levidui parim. Vidui parim refers to a vidui that was done on a par that had to be brought for koyin Mashiach. Those psukim in Parshas Vayikra and Maseches Ha'iris about one of the leaders of Klal Yisrael doing an Aveiru, there has to be a special video on the par that has to be done by Yoim. The Torah uses a lotion of Yoim. Levidui Maiser, obviously the carbon itself has to be brought, all carbons have to be brought by day. We're talking about even the video has to be done by day. Levidui HaMaiser, Levidui Maiser is what we have in Parshas Kisovoy. We have to, at the end of 3 years, the Pasuk says over there, so Ayoim Mazer, that's part of the Levidui Maiser. Ayoim means day. Day means Kol Ayoim. Levidu Yom HaKippurim, this is talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, where his misvada, it can be done by night before the morning, it has to be done by day. L'smicha, l'shchita, every carbon, or most carbonists before the shchita, has to be the smicha. Gerade Gemara Zvachim says, takeif l'smicha shchita. So it's done right away, but who says you can't shecht at night? Maybe only the other avodas hadam have to be. So the Gemara learns out of a pasuk that it has to be by yom. L'tnufa is also an avoda which maybe you can do by night. All the avodas in the Beis HaMikdash have to be done by day. Shchitas hakarbonos, tnufa is waving the carbon by different carbonos. You have by carbon oim and other carbonos. Lahagosha, agosha means bringing it to the mizbeach. That's by a mincha. Tnufa, like we said, is by carbon oim, also by a chos v'shoik of a carbon shlomim, that's mechayiv tnufa. The hagosha is by a carbon mincha. L'kmitza u'lahaktora. Kmitza is the first chelik of an avodas ha-mincha, taking off that minute amount with the fingers, the whole mahalach that's described in Maseches Menachos. L'haktora. Haktora is also the haktora of a mincha. The pasuk says, Legabi Karbonis, Biyoim Tzavois is B'nei Yisrael Ha'akav is Karbonim. All Avoidis of Hakrova have to be Biyoim. Now we add other Avoidis also. Lemlika, Karbon Oif, is not Shechta with a knife. You do Malika from the back of the neck, the Kohen does. Biyodoi with his fingers from the back of the neck of the Oif. Le Kabbalah, Kabbalah Sadam, Le Hazoya, spritzing the dam, Le Ashkoya Soita, giving the Soita water. Also, the Pasuk says over there, Yoim. So they're giving him the water that tests her if she was over in Averu or not, La Rifa, so Eglo, if they find the body and they do Eglo Arufa. The Arifa, cutting off the head of the baby, has to be done by day. Well, Taharas HaMetzayra, the whole Seder, it's described in Pashas Mitzayra, to be Mitzayra him with the, we had in the first pack, the Shnei Oifois. The spritzing with the hazor, all that has to be done by yoim. Here the Mishnah also does the same thing it does in Perek Aleph. There's a lot of halachas over here that are agav the klal of Mikra Megillah kol hayoim. And lechatchila, it starts from nets. The Mishnah sticks in all the other dinim.